The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Pleasant good 11:01 a.m. Tuesday, here where we are, Central Time. And let's see what's happening today. Oh, big day today. Justin Porter with North American Urban Spice will be on the show. And boy, do we have some exciting news for you. Everything they sell is in stock, and any product can be set up on AutoShip. And not only that, but they're drop shipped, which means you get them quick. $300 you spend. This is our special. You get 20% off your order. This is on North American Urban Spice products. So if you need them, this is the time to stock up. And as you know, this past Sunday, GCN, Genesis Communications Network, your alternative media source, big one, went bust. Went off the air. You want that to happen to us? Well, I don't think so. I mean, there's so few. I mean, we're not podcasters, folks. This is an actual radio show. I kind of look at it, I grimace when people call it a podcast, because it's really not. We start out as a nationally syndicated radio talk show. So your support is now more vital than ever if you want us to stay on the air. And so this is a deal. You, everything that you wanted from North American Urban Spice, you order it through the Power Mall to ensure we stay on the air through 2024. Have to. I mean, everything that we're doing right now, focusing on what's going on in the country, who's trying to, you know, put who out of business, how screwed up the economy is, the conflicts overseas. We really, I don't know. I'm going to talk to Allison Weir Thursday, a little bit more about that. Because I'm not sure. I think she's a libertarian. Maybe I am. Schools of thought. I know people are going to take issue with that. Here's the thing. Do we really need to be supporting what's going on over there? How much of our Congress is blackmailed? You see, these are questions that I want to find out, because I did some research this morning. I said, how many Jews do we actually have in the U.S. population? 2.5%. How many transgenders do we have in the U.S. population? Less than 0.1%. Huh. How many gays do we have? Lesbians, bisexuals, total. Allegedly 7.something%. 7.5, 7.6. I'm like, wow, these are people that are actually out of the closet? Huh, interesting. But you see, it's the TG thing that's got the gays and the lesbians a little bit upset. Because, see, they like to have respect, even if they choose that vice, they would like a little respect. They don't want the TGs out there in your face. That's something they think should be private. At least most of them do. I know a few that do. We've had this discussion. That's why I can say what I'm saying, because I've actually had the discussion. Now, if you haven't, either because you're afraid or you just haven't run across anybody or made friends with people, I don't know. You know, you have to draw your own conclusions, of course. The Vitamir toothpaste deal, by the way, is still going on at the Power Mall. You got to make sure to call with your donation, though. Some of you have just gone online and hit the donation button, and we get that. I really appreciate you. But the thing is that in order to get the toothpaste, you got to call up. Toll-free number is 877-817-9829. Power Mall is open right now. And, of course, the 10% for first time, you use the code FIRST, the number 10 at checkout, if you've never ordered from the Power Mall before. And that discount also applies to phone orders as well. If you don't have the internet, you can call the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, request a catalog. Or you can simply ask one of our knowledgeable people to help you with your order. Now, we can't give medical advice, but we sure can try to steer you in the right direction. How about that? So we have a Partners tab too. Don't forget about them. And when you do purchase through the Partners tab, please let us know. That's how we get credit. Okay. Boy, everybody's talking about the Met Gala. They just can't leave it alone. I don't want to report on it. What is this, a fashion statement? Yeah, I heard there were protests going on over there. I just wonder why I haven't gone to D.C. or you remember what they did when the Supreme Court defeated Roe v. Wade and they showed up at all these justices' houses? I wonder why they wanted to do it on a college campus. I know, because they're already manipulated and influenced and given that libtard education. They're easier to control, easier to persuade, especially if you're a professor they look up to. And then, of course, you know, they get a little Soros money and other Bill Gates money and whatnot flowing in there to stir up stuff because they need a distraction. Can't forget Disease X, you know. Oh, it might be lurking. I know. We just got to be scared and hide in the fridge. Hide somewhere quick. That's not a nervous laugh. Anyway, let's move on to world news so we can see what's going on in the play-by-play of Israel and Palestine. Hamas went to Egypt and stated that it accepted an Egyptian Qatari ceasefire proposal, which, of course, they didn't release the details. And, of course, the terrorist group, well, they admit it, media does anyway, stated that its chief informed Qatar's private minister and Egypt's intelligence chief about accepting the proposal. But Israel says, hey, it fell short of the country's requirements while vowing to press on with its planned offensive. And they did. They have reportedly seized control of the Rafah border, crossing between Gaza and Egypt, and tanks pushed into the southern Gaza city of Rafah as international mediators struggle to find agreement on a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, which accused Israel of trying to undermine the truce talks taking place in Cairo by mounting the offensive. Well, they didn't agree. So the Zionist IDF is moving forward. I know. Yeah. See, out of the 2.7% of, which would be a minority of all the Jews here, 2.5%, why do they have the ADL? Why do they have AIPAC? Why is half of Congress bought off? Huh. At least over half of Congress is. I mean, they all voted to send funding to Israel. Why is that? Why are we playing World Cop when we have so many problems with our southern border? Yeah, this is some of the things that we're going to be talking to Allison Weir about on Thursday. So, Bloomberg News, by the way, is saying that migration is driving up housing costs in 13 countries, including us. The us would be U.S. corporate. But it's happening elsewhere, too. Canada, New Zealand, Australia, Germany, Britain. Then, of course, they're trying to blame the housing prices on the lack of housing supply, not an excessive migration. Sorry, that isn't going to work. Pessimism among renters about the ability to ever own a home is worsening. As you know, we reported on this. Expectation of someday owning a home falling to a new all-time low. Well, maybe if you want a place to live, now I'm not saying you have to live in a tent. Oh, there are people doing it. They're called homeless people. Yeah. You know, doesn't have to be that way. You know, there are ways to get around this, but you know, if you like living in squalor, I guess you're going to, right? I know the Bible says, whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I get it. Some people say, look, I'm content living in a tent all my life. I'm content driving an RV coast to coast and living in that. It's okay. Hey, at least you got a place you call home, right? But the thing is to take that and call it pessimistic. You know, maybe if you wouldn't encourage everybody to go out and buy a McMansion, things might, you know, that's why they have Boxable. It's bigger than the tiny home. Then it sets up in a couple hours and you can be in there living. Of course, you know, it's 50 grand. Well, that's starting small. Now, you know, depending on where you set it up, you got some acreage, you can grow your own food, plunk down a well, and you can do all that for less than what you could buy a McMansion for. I don't know why people are doing it, but then again, this is Bloomberg News, okay? It's owned by Michael Bloomberg, who is a prominent advocate for more migration, and why is that? Cheap labor. And see, if the migrants are coming in, that means they're taking over Americans' jobs. Enough said. Jose Raul Mulino. No, he's not a wanted criminal. He's a last-minute conservative candidate in Panama's 2024 presidential race, and he was elected in Sunday's general election with nearly 10% lead over his closest rival. He's a 64-year-old lawyer and former minister of security in the country. And he campaigned on implementing a crackdown on migration by closing the dangerous Darien Gap jungle trail that Panama shares with Colombia, which thousands of migrants from South America and other regions use to get here. Mulino has also vowed to improve Panama's economy. So there you have that. Firearm crime, by the way, is surging in gun-controlled Canada. Isn't that amazing? Why am I not surprised? This, according to a report from the Toronto Star, Shaquille Morgan, pointing to data from the Canadian police, noting there were 9,198 victims of gun-related crime in 2022. Oh, what on now? Canada's got stringent gun controls, and Morgan indicated that they've gotten even more stringent during the past years. Kind of sounds like us. During that time frame, the federal government has expanded background checks, banned 1,500 models of assault weapons, imposed a national handgun freeze, and committed $250 million to address the root causes of gun and gang violence. Well, good luck with that. You know, maybe if you quit importing illegals and we all learned to get along, quit being so divided, and you didn't have a government that looked like it was out to kill everybody and give them all a choice to commit suicide by government. Yeah, maybe we get along. Greg Reese put out an article, by the way. Bill Gates admits the COVID jabs contain nanotech. Now, why would he do that? See, because he was calling out the Moderna patent. We've already talked about that. So why is Billy Boy doing it now? You know, he finally came out and admitted that the mRNA shots can easily be programmed. Oh, programmed to administer any type of spike protein pathogen. So that means they can say whatever they want. Oh, this is a flu shot. No, this is an MMR shot. No, this is a COVID shot. This is a flu shot. No, they can use the same technology in any of these things. So those injected are understandably having a hard time accepting this reality. They're in denial. And while they're busy trying to figure out where all the heart attacks, turbo cancer, and neurological diseases coming from, oh, they're being told it's due to climate change and that regular pandemics are now to be expected because of climate change. Oh, see, that's not a nervous laugh either. That is a gotcha laugh. Because, see, during the rollout of the experimental shots, mainstream media pundit Chris Cuomo, who we talked about, was pushing for vaccine passports and attacked those who were hesitant about taking them. Now he's claiming he's been injured by them. And we need a 9/11 style commission to figure it all out. Oh, don't worry, Cuomo, they'll wipe it under the rug. Don't worry. You know, he says, oh, yeah, and of course, Disease X is coming. U.S. dollars beyond saving. Huh. While it still has a heartbeat, there are billions to be made by another fake pandemic. And the CEO of BlackRock, Larry Fink, is saying because of AI, continuing the depopulation agenda is a good thing. Pfizer whistleblower Dr. Michael Yaden recently said the obvious. Without an insurrection, did you hear that? We can expect a new event that will trigger a digital ID connected to a digital currency and a wave of fake pandemics with mandated shots until the population reaches their desired levels. And that's not upwards. And the parting thought is, as long as we remain stubbornly divided, we don't stand a chance. Yeah. That's Greg Rees. Do you agree with that statement? Think it's fear-mongering? You think it's not true? No, I think it's true. But like I said, what's that old adage? Come with the jab, leave with the bullet. And that's why people in Southern California, that's why they're buying 5,000 rounds instead of 500 rounds. They see it coming. Now we're talking about not just immigration, but crime as well. The Trump trial has entered its fourth week. Trump says he'll go to jail if he has to, just on principle. Criticizing the judge over his gag order. But see, here's the thing. They got a little place outside the courthouse where Trump goes. And, of course, then they start asking him questions. He'd like to answer, but he can't talk about it because the judge has given him a gag order and said you go to jail if you violate it. And frankly, you know what? Our Constitution is much more important than jail. Not even close. I'll do that sacrifice any day. You see, and all the media pundits out there in the mainstream liberal media are all screaming bloody murder. Oh, it's going to hurt his election chances. Oh, no. You got it all wrong, folks. You just want the left that listens to your show, what few there are, to believe what you just said. Nah, no, that's going to help. It's going to make him a martyr. People are going to look at him like a J6 co-conspirator, even though he wasn't there. Huh. They're going to look at him and go, oh, look, if they could do this to us. Well, they have been. 159 people have been arrested because they showed up on J6. Now they're starting to find out, according to one of the defendants, that the FBI and all the other little agencies there had at least 50, if not more, embedded in the crowd. As security, really? And did nothing about it. Oh, yeah. Man, the truth is starting to come out. And that's only half the videos that are out there now. But the government does not want to answer. They're hiding exculpatory evidence because they've got to stop Trump. And that's one of the things that Trump is saying is, look, they're trying to keep me off the campaign trail. They're going to drag this trial on for 2 to 3 more weeks. They're running out of witnesses. Stormy Daniels is supposed to be on the stand today. She's a porn star. We'll see what she says. I thought she signed an NDA. But here she is in court testifying. Oh, wow. I wonder if he's going to turn around and sue her for violating the NDA, if in fact she's saying they didn't have sex. See, that really blows a hole in Alvin Bragg's plan, doesn't it? I don't know. Truth will come out. We'll find out. One of the witnesses, by the way, in the hush money trial, yesterday appeared to confirm his attorney's claims that the payments at the center of the case were legal expenses and that he was not personally directed by the former president to make hush money payments. Enough said. Trump media, by the way, has fired its auditor after the SEC has announced they are going to investigate them. Yeah. This is BF Borger, CPA PC. All right. They announced charges against the company for massive fraud. Ooh. See, Trump Media officially has a market capitalization of $6.7 billion, more than all of the Phoenix-based auditing firm Semple, Marshall, and Cooper, LLP. That's their pre-Trump clients, more than them. But they've hired a new auditor, an Arizona firm. Okay, so moving along. Marxist, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. This guy is 82 years old. Is he older than Mitch? Huh. He's going to run again. Really? Why do you want a fossil in the Senate? I mean, this guy could drop dead. This guy is a self-described democratic socialist, and he's been a member of many socialist organizations. Why is it that the people in Vermont can't have some common sense to replace him with somebody who's a constitutional Republican instead of a moron that comes up with these ridiculous ways to fix things? RFK Jr., by the way, claims that he will win the 2024 election if Americans don't vote out of fear. Well, I'm sorry. I know we've had you on the show before, and I wish we could get you back on again, but I guess you're too busy for us now. There are some things that many of us agree with, RFK Jr., but there's a lot of things we don't. Some guy was out there positing that Tulsi Gabbard would be Trump's best choice because she's a woman, and she's not connected to any party right now. She's just from her own American or from her Democratic Party. She's serving member of the military. She doesn't like regime changes. Okay. That's his opinion. Thank God. I don't know. Better than Kristi Noem. Boy, she's going through some hell now, isn't she? After admitting having to put her dog down because he was dangerous. And people are all condemning. Oh, I'm sorry. If the dog's bitten somebody. You know, I wonder why the Biden administration didn't put Commander down. How many people has that dog bitten? And what about the other one? Huh. This guy is not spending enough time with that dog. Well, maybe he is. I don't know. Huh. In the shower? I don't know. Ashley might know. But they're all hush about that. They don't want to talk about that. Tiffany Smiley. Remember that name? She's a veterans advocate and former triage nurse. Well, she has entered the race for Washington's 4th Congressional District, which is currently represented by Republican Dan Newhouse, one of the 10 who voted to impeach President Trump in January of 2021. She, too, is a Republican, but she wasn't endorsed by Trump, so she has to run against him. U.S. Navy vet Jared Sessler. That's who Trump has thrown his weight behind. Smiley has to contend with a Trump-endorsed candidate in the primary. So there's only two of those Trump-impeached Republicans, Newhouse and David Velotto of California. Yeah, Patrick Wood, Technocracy News, has a little article out there, which I'm not going to go into major detail about it because of timing. But his question is the economic system being destroyed on purpose? Yeah. Cloward Piven Theory. It's a political strategy outlined in 1966 by American sociologist and political activist Richard Cloward and Francis Fox Piven. Cloward Piven Theory. The strategy aims to utilize militant anti-poverty groups to facilitate a political crisis by overloading the welfare system by an increase in welfare claims, forcing the creation of a system of guaranteed minimum income and redistributing income through the federal government. That makes sense? Yeah. And of course, we have a little warning out there for those of you who like to search those sponsored search results. You know, they got that little squared thing there. It says ad. In that little square? Oh, let's go see what that's about. Well, guess what? They're using that to target home users to take them to tech support scams. Oh, yeah. CNN, hey, for example. Yeah. They have an ad there. It's not legit. You have to click on the three dots in front of where the malicious ad was and look for advertiser information to see if that it's not the legitimate owner of the brand. See, the whole thing is a scam. So you got to be careful about those sponsored search results, folks. In the health category, that new car smell could be toxic carcinogens. Yeah, what's behind door number three? 99% of nearly all cars contained trisphosphate. That's 1-chloroisopropyl phosphate, a flame retardant under investigation by the U.S. National Toxicology Program as a potential cancer-causing agent. Most cars also had two other flame retardants considered carcinogenic in California. These and other identified flame retardants have been linked to neurological and reproductive health concerns. Oh, you see, they're going to find a way so you can't make babies. You don't have to worry about having an abortion. You're not going to get pregnant in the first place. Space Force Intel is now saying China's satellite fleet poses threats to the U.S. troops in a potential Pacific conflict. They're all over the place. They apparently, according to U.S. Space Force's intelligence chief, Major General Gregory J. Gagnon, deputies for operations for intelligence, told the Mitchell Institute for Aerospace Studies, "I tried to think about historical analogies about rapid buildups. I haven't seen a rapid buildup like this. I was thinking about World War II, but even as I was looking more broadly, an adversary arming this fast is profoundly concerning." Major General Gagnon said the CCP has increased its on-orbit capacity by 550% since the end of 2015. Now, guess what? In California, if you happen to be standing near a cop and you look nervous, well, maybe it's because you just don't like the police. But the Supreme Court just ruled people can't be detained for just trying to avoid them. You don't want to make eye contact. Look away. Oh, that person must be doing something. No, the court just issued a 7-0 ruling saying there has to be reasonable suspicion of criminal activity and law enforcement officials may consider what they see in plain view. They can approach people in public, engage them in consensual conversation, or take note of their appearance and behavior. However, there has to be probable cause because the individual is constitutionally protected and empowered to go on his or her way. So you don't have to talk to them if you don't want to, and you're not doing anything illegal. And if they, this is the thing. If they restrain you and you haven't done anything illegal, well, unlawful restraint is a crime. Green New Globalism Stellantis going to make hydrogen Ram trucks in Mexico. They couldn't make it with EVs, so now they got to do the Ram 5500 large pickup truck. It's going to be manufactured in Mexico. So what else is new? With a focus on sales in hydrogen vehicle friendly California. Wonderful. By the way, in the gardening, farming, and homesteading section, if you haven't stocked up on citronella and lavender, those are really two good mosquito repelling plants you need to put in your living space. You remember that Colorado assault weapons ban sponsor, by the way? She's going to kill her own bill. Said not enough work went into it, so she's going to knock it out. Amazon delivery driver has shot and killed an alleged armed carjacker. Happened around 4 p.m. Saturday in Cleveland, Ohio's city neighborhood. Yeah. The suspect allegedly approached the Amazon driver intending to take hold of the truck at gunpoint. So the driver pulls his gun out and shoots him. Amazing how that works. Now we have a study about COVID boosters providing no added protection for children that we didn't get to, along with an illegal alien accused of sexually assaulting an 11-year-old girl after being freed into the U.S. by Biden's DHS, and what to do about taking your dog hiking with you. Well, we'll talk to John A. Richardson, the doctor, after we get back from these important messages from the Power Mall. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Four minutes after the hour here, Central Time, where we are. And, man, I'll tell you what, people want to be in the know. And so we try to get guests on the show that are in the know, that get it, that understand what's going on. In fact, the guest we have on right now, John Richardson Jr., is carrying on his father's tradition. And we got him on the show with us. He's not a doctor, but he is following in his daddy, who is a doctor's, footsteps. He is president of Operation World Without Cancer, president of Richardson Nutritional Center, has dedicated his life to helping people with cancer. And apparently, as you know, there's a lot of turbo cancers going on. And like we said this morning, Bill Gates and Larry Fink, I mean, all these people that think they're better than us because they're rich, think that they have the opportunity to go out and poison us, and we won't know any better because we're ignorant. We put all our faith in government and not God. They weren't raised in a godly environment, and many of us saw through all this garbage and decided we weren't going to get the jab. Many of our listeners are like that. We're not like Chris Cuomo or Megyn Kelly, who are now living to regret it. So, John Richardson, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Dave. It's a wonderful day. Every day I get to spread this news to a new audience, and I can tell your audience is very wide awake and intelligent. So it's going to be fun. I'm going to say some things that many people, even though they know a lot of truths, have never heard of before. But I can promise you, I can back it up with lots of information. So I'm excited about this, and I'm really looking forward to it. So.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. Now, there's this new study, which is in my show notes, that says something about mRNA COVID vaccines causing cancer growth. This is not the only vaccine that actually did that, right?
Absolutely not. And the truth is, here's one of my first wow moments. Cancer is not a disease you catch. Cancer is not something in your genes. This is the good news. It's not a virus. It's not even parasites. You have a lot of theories out there, and I'm happy to discuss those with anybody. Cancer is 100% known for 100 years and scientifically proven for the last 50 years. It is a deficiency disease. It is a lowering of your immune system disease. That's why you see people that are jabbed with this immune system destroying, T cell destroying vaccination, getting all sorts of diseases. But it's not just turbo cancer, it's turbo heart disease, it's turbo immune suppression disease. It's all these diseases are popping up, but cancer is just the one they glom onto. It's a psyop because your audience knows that next they want us to get a cancer preventing vaccine. Now that we've got this turbo cancer, they won't admit it comes from lowering of the immune system destroyed by these vaccines that are not really vaccines, are just new tests they're running on us guinea pigs, us rats that are out here. They've run a test on us. They've proven it breaks down the immune system. Now they're coming along with, you hear it already, an mRNA vaccine for cancer. I'm telling you, Dave, your audience will protect themselves by the end of the show, they will know the answer is absolutely in nutrition and your immune system and an intrinsic value that we can talk about. I'm excited to tell your audience, and I want them to look into it because doctors have died. They've lost their practice. They've been put out of business. They've been scared out of the medical field for saying the words that I'm about to say. So thank goodness I don't have a license that anybody can take.
Okay. Continue.
Okay. Well, in the 1970s, my dad, Dr. John A. Richardson, treated his patients with a substance called Laetril. He found out about it from a Dr. Ernst Krebs, who had been using it since the 1920s. Laetril is a compound that's purified amygdalin that's found in over 1,200 different foods. The primary one is apricot seeds. And so you've heard apricot seeds. If you've heard about it all, most people hear, oh, don't those have arsenic in them? Don't they have cyanide? That's the big psyop again that they try to tell people, that the thing that you need the most to help you fight cancer is a thing they tell you to run away from because it's poisonous. Never mind that every chemotherapeutic drug ever made is clearly poisonous. They destroy your hair cells, your skin, your nails, your immune system completely, and watch you die as they suck your money out of you. Never mind all that. It was proven in the 70s that, actually in the 1920s, Dr. Ernst Krebs Sr. was treating his patients with purified amygdalin found in over 1,200 different foods. So here's a quick story. My dad started treating his patients. He discovered Laetril from treating his cat that had cancer, and the cat came around. He discovered its value. Then he had a nurse who had a sister who was sent home to die, and he started treating her with Laetril. And they instead of cutting her arm off, my dad saved her arm. That's the quick story. The longer story is even more interesting. But that started him on his path as an MD, University of Rochester Medical School, pharmaceutical education, only 1 week of nutritional education. He discovered very quickly when he started treating people naturally and cheaply, far less than chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, he gathered the ire of the AMA, the California Medical Establishment. And in June of 1972, with a bustling practice helping people from all over the world, many of which are lived for many years after, they raided his office with guns held out, with the Alameda County Sheriff's Department, with the California, AMA, the California FDA, basically, confiscated all his files, arrested his nurses, arrested him, and then that began a five-year, basically, destruction of my father through four different lawsuits, federal, state, all sorts of things. He won all of them eventually. Then he wrote a book in 1977, which we can get into. But he wrote a book in 1977. The New York Times came out that year with 158 negative articles on Laetril and B17. Sloan Kettering lied about their study that same year, proving that Laetril worked. And there's a movie out called Second Opinion that proves that. And then 3 years later, they killed Steve McQueen after he cured his cancer with Laetril because he was overheard with a three-letter agency. Yes. Yeah, I have the documentation for everything I'm saying. I'm not telling you anything that I can't that I can't prove. He told his doctor on a phone call with a three-letter agency listening that he was going to take down the medical establishment. His cancer was cured. Within days, it was released to the National Enquirer, and then his doctor said someone snuck into Steve McQueen's room, put blood thickener into his veins, and he died. And all across the nation, the United States, they came out with all these articles and stories about how Steve McQueen had died because he chose Laetril instead of chemotherapy, radiation, surgery. 5 years later, my dad was put into a coma. The battle raged on, by the way. I'm simplifying it. My dad was put into a coma by them, they, whoever that might be. I have no proof of that. And then 3 years later, he died, basically ending the 16-year reign of when Laetril, everybody in the world pretty much knew that it was effective, but they had either put the doctors out of business, it's taken their licenses or killed them, and it's taken now. It's starting to come back around. It came back around in the 90s and the 2000s, and each time they do whatever they can to demonize it with the cyanide lie. So that's the abridged version of it. But like I said, I can get into any part of that that you'd be interested in asking me about.
Well, and I'll tell you, the situation with Laetril, for people who do their homework, because there are people out there listening to the show that either A, know somebody, or B, they're afflicted with it themselves, or they think they may have it. They haven't been formally diagnosed. I'm not even sure whether, can you get it without a prescription from one of our black market resources?
You can get it right now legally, right now, today, all across the United States, if, as long as people aren't promoting it for the treatment of the C word. So so if you just, for example, if you want to get Laetril or amygdalin, you can go to your grocery store, buy lima beans, millet, barley, lentils, sorghum, molasses, flaxseed bread, all sorts of things. 1,200 different foods contain amygdalin. So you can get it at your local grocery store. You can also buy apricot seeds legally. It's on Amazon. I have a website that you can get apricot seeds, but I can't promote it as a treatment for cancer. I usually use the C word or the big C or schmancer, because actually I can tell you, Dave, I would be lying to you if I said it was a cure. It's not a cure. It's an absolute vitamin, just like vitamin C helps your immune system prevent scurvy. Vitamin D helps your immune system prevent rickets. If you don't have those, you're going to get those diseases. But if you're all clammed up from rickets and your bones are bent, and you can do all the vitamin D you want, at that point it's too late to reverse it. So the sooner people know about amygdalin and the proof that it's effective, they've proven it many times. Sloan Kettering did in 1977 with Dr. Kenemetsu Suguro, who invented chemotherapy, tested it 20 times in rats, and said it was the most effective natural or a chemotherapeutic drug he had ever tested, Sloan Kettering. And he was the guy that was given the credit for inventing chemotherapy. Nobody knows about that, Dave, but Dr. Moss, who was there, came out with a movie called Second Opinion that proves the whole thing. They censored it 10 years ago when it came out. We've recently got a hold of the producer and we've put it up on Rumble. You can link through it to through our website to watch that documentary. You can also watch Ed Griffin's documentary, World Without Cancer, that was on YouTube for 15 years, and they took it down last month because we're making roadways here. We're making people wake up because people know what's going on with these vaccines. We're waking them up. So they're doing what they can to try to censor it again. But I don't believe they're going to be able to do it this time, Dave, because there's too many people, way too many. I'm going with Brian Artis this weekend to speak to 250 doctors. And the people that are running, I'm doing it in Memphis, Tennessee. People that are running that show are saying that Brian, who's I don't know if you know Brian Artis, but
oh, very well, big, personally,
big guy.
Personally, I know he's Brian. A big guy. Yes,
I consider him a friend. I'm one of his, preferred vendors. We just did a video together. He understands and believes in Laetril completely. She said we're kind of like the two biggest subjects that everybody wants to talk about because yeah, of the turbo cancer thing, And here's the good news. Nobody that's listening to this has to die of cancer. Nobody that's listening to this. There is an answer, but we can't promote it as a cure for the disease. You have to understand how it works, get it in your brain, and they can't use fear to keep you from doing what's necessary. So, like I said, we're spreading the word.
This is pretty much what the government and the mainstream media have tried to do. And now Chris Cuomo and Megyn Kelly, of course. Oh, I think the shot. See, we got so many Americans, John, that are in absolute denial. And when we try to reach out to them, and I'm talking about people in our audience that call the show on a regular basis, and you know who you are. They call the show and they go, you know, we tried talking to our in-laws about this to try to do something about this. And they look at us like we're, you know, where's your tinfoil hat? Did you leave it at home? You know, and it's just like, no, sorry, not going to work. I've met too many people. And the last time I was with Brian was at the Halt Hospital Homicide Convention in San Antonio that I was actually hosting. And no, trust me, these guys have such the arguendo against all of this stuff. And we actually got to interview Reiner Fulnick on the air, who, as you know, is now in jail in Germany on trumped up charges because they sure don't want him out there spreading the news. But this is a big problem. They are going to try their darndest, even though you are careful about what you say. They're going to try their darndest to take you out. Are you aware?
They are.
Do you know?
Yeah, I am aware. I'm very aware. But I'm a person, I get very excited about telling this news. And I tell people all the time, Dave, and I've been doing this. I've been born into the truth movement because I was made a life member of the John Birch Society when I was a kid. Whatever you think about the John Birch Society, Robert Welch founded it. He used to do meetings in my home. G.O. Griffin was on the original board. He's 93. So I would prefer to live on my feet fighting this battle than die on my knees, because it's a slippery slope. It's not if you start giving up your rights and giving up your freedoms and giving up and just let them take it just to go along, to get along. Pretty soon you'll be locked in a tiny room, you know, being fed from a pellet machine. And this sounds like conspiracy theorists, but we all know it's going to happen because they've proven it in other places. Look what they did in, you know, in Canada. You know, they did the truckers thing and they took away people's bank accounts and they took away people's livelihoods. And they arrested people just for freedom of speech. Australia, other places. The only reason the United States is not a communist country, Dave, and you know this before I'm going to say it, is because we have the Second Amendment. That's the only reason we're not a communist country. And I'm not a fan of whipping out guns at, you know, anything like that. But I know they can't just take us over in the ways they want to, because people can protect themselves. And so that's the only reason, because every other thing, socialized medicine, big government, big pharma, you know, the borders are completely, collapsing, all these negativities. But the most important thing, what they'll keep going after, is our health. Because if you don't have your health, Dave, you'll trade anything else. You'll trade your freedom for health. You'll trade living in a shack for health. And so they know that. So if they can keep injecting us with test dummies with the newest mRNA gene changer, gene splicing therapy, they're going to control us. And, you know, there's all sorts of theories about that. But I can tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt, as God is my witness, And a strong immune system with the proper nutrition is all you need to battle so many diseases, not just cancer, but scurvy and rickets and autoimmune disease and so many things have a natural answer. I don't know anybody personally that's ever died from a lack of pharmaceutical drugs. And I can also call out Pfizer. Do you know what I just said? There's no deficiency of pharmaceutical drugs. Sorry, fans. If you're taking 10 pharmaceutical drugs, if you wean off of them, you're going to be healthier. And, you know, I can get in trouble for that, but there's an entire organization called Gold Healthcare, with Simone Gold as the person running it, that has an entire department of MDs converting people from pharmaceuticals over to natural answers. Doctors, MDs, licensed doctors and MDs are waking up all across the country. Brian Artis is a big hero, waking many of them up. And you mentioned how you try to tell your family and friends that just won't listen because it's pride. They're stubborn. They will listen to the non-family member, I guarantee it. They'll start to listen to these stars that are getting sick and dying from getting the vaccine. They'll start hearing that, and they don't want to admit it to their family who's been telling them all along because there's too much pride. But you're seeing it, and I'm seeing that people are waking up in droves. I'm getting calls and emails. I had to stop reading my emails, Dave, because I couldn't keep up. I had to get staff to help me start reading my emails and taking my phone calls. I can't even answer phone calls anymore. So it's the amount of turbo cancer is driving the market to us. And when you ask people, how do you get apricot seeds? You go to my website and buy apricot seeds. But I sell to every other person out there that also sells apricot seeds, because I want it to be as common as grocery store oranges, because I don't want to be the mark. I mean, I'm want to lead, but I don't want to be stupid. I don't want to be the only place to get it. It's not, I don't trademark it. It's not something I own the patent to. I want the world to know the answer is in nutrition and the intrinsic value that we all run away from because of the cyanide issue is the apricot seed and amygdalin. That's when the one we need to be running to. Even if you want to continue doing chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery, you need to get the proper nutrition in your body to help give you the best chance, even with those things. And now I wouldn't recommend them, but I'm not a doctor. I don't tell you not to listen to your doctor, but add in nutrition as a defender as well.
Yeah, because see, that's when I changed doctors, and I haven't been for wellness checkup in that many years. I just don't trust him anymore after this. After watching all these people line up to go get jabbed, and then their ambulances are at the end to make sure they don't have a reaction. That was a dead giveaway, John. I'm telling you. And then this coming from somebody, you know, like yourself, that ingests horse paste. But see, you grew up in a farm.
That's right. Absolutely. And I admitted that to you off the air.
Explain yourself.
I tell people all the time, I use the horse paste because it tastes better. As a farmer's kid, we knew that it was just a scam to say, oh, there's animal medicine.
Yeah.
There's people medicine. A lot of DMSO was something that was used by my dad and is used by people regularly that you can't use on your human patients, but it's very effective in getting things into the blood system very easily. So as a kid, there's antibacterials that are used on fish that work for people. But I had mentioned to you about Steve McQueen, and I wanted to bring out the Steve McQueen story because it made you your jaw drop, and it actually made people's jaw drop that we have the Steve McQueen story. We have the actual original newspaper articles. My green screen's messing this up.
Yeah, I see it.
State that his doctor said Steve McQueen's cancer has been stopped. But we also have the written notes from his doctor. And, of course, I'm trying to grab it right here. Here we go. I'm going to quote this so you don't think this is from his doctor, who was Dr. William Kelly, who was very famous back in the 70s. And all the way into the 80s, he kept promoting Laetrile as a natural answer for the immune system to build up and fight off cancer. If I explain the mechanics to you, your audience will understand it. And if I have time, I'd love to do that.
But we only have 1 minute.
Okay, 1 minute. Okay, so I'll just say during the surgery. Okay, movie star had Steve McQueen had completely cured his own cancer using our metabolic program and had made plans to expose and blow the lid off the cancer racket. Before he could accomplish this, he was murdered, as only the establishment can do it, with all the fanfare and media news to destroy my program. When this failed, the establishment's next plan was to send a mole or infiltrator into the Kelly organization so that all as close a call as a McQueen episode could never happen again.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, you know, if there weren't people like John Richardson putting the word out, we would never know this stuff. Now you do. Now you know they killed Steve McQueen. Oh, wow. There are some truisms there for you this morning, folks. John Richardson, God bless you for the work you're doing. Say hi to Brian Artist for me, will you, when you see him?
I absolutely will.
You know, he's just doing God's work. Even that and Snake Venom and whatever, you know?
Yep, yep.
I mean, we've had him on the show before, so I know. I appreciate that. God bless, sir. We'll be back after these important messages. Justin Porter will be joining us after the break. Stay with us.
Thank you so much. God bless. That's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.